Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today. All His Benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Psalm 103, verse 2. Psalm 103 reads like a litany of blessings, or like a shower of blessings. Listen to the benefits of God the psalmist recites. God forgives, heals, redeems, crowns with love and compassion, satisfies and renews. God works righteousness and justice for the oppressed. God is compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. In fact, God's love is so great, it is as high as the heavens are above the earth. God's love is great enough to remove our sins, such that the distance between us and our transgressions is as far as the east is from the west. God's compassion is not abstract, it is tangible, like the compassion of a father for his children. The psalmist lists these many blessings from God, but begins with a directive to his soul to bless God. Hebrew blessings are short prayers spoken to God to offer thanks for daily events, and the Talmudic rabbis believe it is forbidden to enjoy such things without offering a blessing. In fact, the Talmud states, "If you enjoy something in this world without saying a blessing, it is as if you stole it." I am convicted by the thought that I might steal God's blessings when I forget to, in response, bless God. How might this day be transformed if I practice such blessing? Bless the Lord, O my soul, for the beautiful sunrise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for the kind word from a stranger. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for brightly colored leaves scattered on the ground. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for the gifts of God's mercy and loving kindness. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let us pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. God, as I go through this day, tune my heart to sing your praise for the many gifts you shower over me. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's devotional was written and read by Greta Smith.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's 1, STCHURCH.ORG.